Today is Wednesday, the 2nd of April, in the fourth week of Lent. The nuns of St. Cecilia's Abbey sing, "The eyes of all turn to you in hope, O Lord, and you give them food in due season. You open your hand and fill every creature with blessing." As I listen, I too turn my attention, my eyes, my heart, to God. Amid all the noise and activity around me, I hold myself in stillness, ready to accept what God has to give me. Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
Thus says the Lord, "In a time of favour I have answered you. On a day of salvation I have helped you. I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, 'Come out,' to those who are in darkness, 'Show yourselves.' They shall feed along the ways. On all the bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst. Neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them down, for he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will turn all my mountains into a road, and my highways shall be raised up. Lo, these shall come from far away, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sion. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have compassion on his suffering ones." But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child, or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you.
Isaiah calls on the earth to sing for joy and to exult, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on the suffering. How does this message make you feel? Does it make you happy, exultant, or is it a challenge? Does it make you want to put those bold words into action? God's will is that all people should know his saving love, that they should know what it is to be loved unquestioningly. In that love, people will know true liberation. What do you do to show others that love? Do you have a tendency to be judgmental, or worse, hypocritical? Isaiah promises that God will guide his people through problems and seemingly impossible challenges. Are you facing a challenge in your life at the moment? Or perhaps someone you know is in difficulty? Reflect on these words and see God promising everyone that he will lead them to where they should go. Listen again to the reading and notice how joyful it is, how Isaiah calls the world to rejoice.
Thus says the Lord, in a time of favour I have answered you, on a day of salvation I have helped you, I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the ways, on all the bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them down, for he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will turn all my mountains into a road, and my highways shall be raised up. Lo, these shall come from far away, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sion. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have compassion on his suffering ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child, or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you.
Rejoicing might seem a bit odd in Lent, but Isaiah's call on us to rejoice is significant even at this time of year, because we are preparing to celebrate the most holy and joyous mysteries of the faith. In the resurrection of Jesus, God brings to fruition his ultimate plan of liberation from death, from sadness, and from despair. Spend the last moments of this prayer time asking God to be part of that plan of liberation. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.